Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you, lovely beings, be? Today is December 12th, 2016. And, wow, we're in the middle of September already. And for all purposes, September is already gone. And how is September treating you? Wow. Last week I was on vacation because of the holiday. If Monday happens to fall on a holiday, I just take off. I don't do the show. The week before I was in trouble, so I couldn't make it. But let me tell you, I had a hell of a week. My gosh, it was amazing. Amazing good? I don't know, because I don't believe anything is good, anything is bad. What's good today can be bad tomorrow. The consequences of it or the ramifications of it can be bad tomorrow. So there's no such thing as good or bad. It's a judgment call, right? So, but let me tell you what happened to me last week. It was Wednesday. I had been working like normal at home. And suddenly the sky became very overcast, very overcast. And big drops started coming down. And it was big, big drops. I mean, it was bad, big drops. And then there was a lot of thunder and lightning. And it was raining cats and dogs, and we hear it pounding on my front door. And it was the neighbor. She says, there's fire in my house. And we're like, what? There's fire in her house. We take our heads out because it was raining cats and dogs. You know how it is when it's raining? And we see smoke coming out. Oh, my gosh. There was no way to do anything other than call 911, and by the time firefighters got here, must have been like maybe 5-10 minutes or so. You know, when you're waiting for something, it seems like it's taking forever. And then within half an hour, a 5-bedroom home was burned completely. The firefighters came. They were containing the fire, but for all purposes, the house was burnt, and it all started with a lightning strike to the house. Adversity. How do you handle it? Take a deep breath and exhale. How many times have you had to face adversity in your life? Maybe not as drastic as the house burning. Maybe not as drastic as some other instances, but little by little it builds up, doesn't it? And then you just think that life is against you. That every move you make, there's a quick turn, there's a sharp turn, there's a turn that life is just against you. What if it's not? What if it's how you take a look at things, how your point of view. I get that you don't have to tell me that when something like that happens, it's something like that. It was such a freak thing of nature. I mean, we have trees that are taller than that house, and it struck the house, and it burned everything. And my neighbors ended up, you know, in a blink of an eye, nothing. They had nothing. And then that's when you realize that all you have is you. And that's what you have to come up with. When you face adversity, it's not about the thing. It's not about money. It's not about the material things. It's about you and what you're made of. And luckily, everybody got out okay. There was the lady of the house was in the house. If it wasn't because she was smart, then she got out without worrying about her things, worrying about anything. She got out when looking for help. If it wasn't because of that, she would have inhaled smoke, and who knows what the outcome would have been. But It's all about what's inside of you that makes you the survivor, makes you the thriver of your life. Remember that. Nobody else. A lot of people say, if that happened to me, I will die. No, you will not. You're a survivor. You're a thriver. You would face adversity. And you are facing adversity in your everyday things that you have to face in your life, in your job, in school, in whatever it is that you do on a daily basis. Take credit for all these things that you do. Take credit for everything that you accomplish. You don't have to face this huge adversity in order for you to know how good you are. And if you want to just whittle down and just die, it's time for you to know who you be. It's time for you to know the power that you be. It's time for you to know that you are the one in control of your life. And like I said, things do not make you. Shoes, bags, they don't make you. I know that we are so into, oh, let's go buy some shoes, and we go buy shoes and clothing and jewelry and handbags and all this stuff, and that's what we do, right? Who doesn't have their favorite beautiful shoes and what have you, or collection of handbags? But you know what? When it comes down to what happened to this neighborhood, to my neighborhood, this past week, you said, hell with that. I want my family to be safe. I want my pets to be safe. I didn't care about a single thing in my home. And this was the house right next to mine. I was watching out, is the fire going to jump in my house? Do I need to take my dogs out now? When do I need to take my dogs out of my house? Because they are my priority. My family are my priority. My pets are my priority. How about you? What is your priority in life? The knowledge that you can rebuild, that is what's useful. That is what keeps you going. If you, for whatever reason, you don't think you can rebuild, you don't have trust in you, you're not going to make it. Right now, there's a lot of adversity going on in the world. There's a lot of earthquakes going on, volcano eruptions, and we haven't seen the last of it yet. But there's a lot of uncertainty politically. There's a lot of uncertainty in the financial market. Uncertainty is all over the place. Chaotic, chaotic, chaotic. But knowing that you have that, knowing that you can do it, you can rebuild it, it's all in you. You have somewhat a piece of calmness. And there's a piece of you that you can say, okay, I accept what's going on because I can do it again. And yes, I'm not saying you're going to come away from it unscathed. The next day, I was running the PTSD energy so that everybody involved in what happened in the neighborhood would not suffer long-term PTSD, especially the family who lost their home. That was the one place that where you're supposed to be safe. And where you're supposed to be safe is your home. And then your home goes and catches on fire. I hope and I pray that the people, my neighbors, are able to sleep at night. So I run the PTSD and I ask for their highest good, for their higher self to accept it if you were so desire for them. Because not being able to be in your home and know that it's a secure place, that's got to be bad. That's got to be something that, you know, that your home is your home. Your home is your nest. Your home is where you can lay down and shell off all the different disguises, all the different masks that you wear throughout the day, where you can be you if you were not able to be you during the daytime. Yeah, so please join me today in running some energy so that we can overcome this. And it's not just the neighborhood, but everybody who's facing whatever adversity you're facing, know that you can overcome it. And these energies that we're going to be running today, they're going to give you that knowledge that it's okay for you, and to give you the knowledge that you are powerful, you are in control, and it's going to heal. If you have wounds of the collective, the collective consciousness, it starts gathering all this information and we make it into a reality. Let's not do that. That's why it's important to disconnect from that. And that's why I was running the collective, the PTSD energies on everybody involved, so that we will not increase to that collective consciousness that of being a martyr, of being a victim, of increasing wounds on the psyche, and to know that we are power, that we are control, that we are in control, and that awareness. Keep your awareness up, guys. Keep it up. If your awareness says to you, don't go here or go there, listen to it. Last Wednesday, I played golf on Wednesday. I felt like I wanted to go play golf. I felt like it. And then something will come up, and I will not be able to return the call that I had to call. I had to return saying, I'm going to play for you. And then something, and I cleared that. Something will come up, and then something will come up, and I said, well, something's not letting me go play golf. If I had gone to play golf, of course it would have been rained out because of the thunder and lightning, but we would have gone to a restaurant to have some drinks and perhaps something to eat. And what would have happened to my children in the meantime? What would have happened to everybody else? It might have been a completely different outcome to what I have right now. It would have been perhaps a completely different outcome, completely different. Because I know I made a difference. I know I am in power. I am in control. And when I was here, I know I made a difference to the way the outcome was. Listen to your awareness. Listen to your awareness. And also, as you do this, please do not lose the sense of joy, because joy is what heals. Joy will heal you faster than tears, faster than anything else. And as you heal you, if you need healing, you also, your joy, your laughter heals the earth. So let's go ahead and start. Before further, I don't want to take any more time on this. I'd rather use the time running energies. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, breathing as I do the room clearing process. Okay, keep breathing and ground yourself. Just ground, ground, ground. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to clear this room of all negative energy. I allow my awareness to expand so that it completely fills this room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room and myself. I feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and I am filled with gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's go ahead and run the energy. We're going to run the energies of martyrs, not being a martyr, not being a victim, releasing wounds so that we don't have to continuously be hurt for anything. The knowledge that you are power, that you are control, that you are awareness, that you are joy. And also we're going to be running the energies of PTSD, as well as making sure that you know that home is safe. And if there's any anger and resentment towards anybody, especially God, let's go ahead and clear that. Okay? So I'm going to start the energies. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your lifetime, future lifetimes, past lifetimes, in other dimensions. Let's go ahead and expand the energies to family, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, future generations. And anywhere where you think you are at fault for whatever is happening in your house, in your life, now make the choice to have a different outcome. Make the choice to have a different experience. You are the creator of your life. You are in charge. Say you're done with it. It's time for a different experience. Now is the time. You can change anything. Anything you desire. Anything you set your mind to. Allow yourself the choice. Let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of PTSD, being a martyr, being the victim, being powerless, giving up control. Unplug into unconditional love, I am control. I am in charge. I am the creator of my life. I am awareness. If you could envision your life, what would that look like? Whatever adversity you're facing, instead of that, or what would your life look like after you have overcome the adversity? Run that little script. And make it all come up in your favor. For example, I am envisioning my neighbor's house finished. My house repaired as well. And us having had ease, joy, grace, throughout the process of it. That doesn't mean we're not going to, there's not going to be challenges. It just means that we're going to handle it with ease. That's all. What could create peace in your life? What would you have to do different to have more ease, joy, grace in your life? Allow yourself that luxury of seeing a movie with the ending the way you would like it to come out, and practice this daily. See your, or else, see yourself 20 years from now, you having lunch with a friend, telling them the outcome of this situation, of the adversity you faced and you overcame it. And this is the story, this is the picture you gotta see. And it's amazing. Be aware that it's amazing how fast the outcome can be. Today, I was able to actualize two visions that I did like this. It did not take any time at all. I thought of it, and it instantly showed up twice today. So be very aware of what it is that you're wishing for, because we are like babies with bazookas right now. You are like babies with bazookas. So let's go ahead and enjoy the new point of view that we have, the new position, the new connection to the collective consciousness that we are tied to now, left behind everything else. Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And let's go ahead and pull energy from the earth. Up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your legs. Up your torso, now your crown. There you go. Allow yourself the luxury of rewriting your ending. You're okay. You don't have to suffer. You are in the driver's seat of your life. You can rewrite the ending. You don't have to sit back and take whatever is coming your way. Remember, creator, you are a creator. Don't lay down and let things come at you. Unless that's what you choose. Allow yourself. You are the creator. You can rewrite the ending of the adversity that you're choosing and how you're overcoming. You can rewrite and you can redo the ending. How the process. It might show up different than what you imagine, but it will change. But you have to start your creation with a thought, and that's what the visualization is about. My friends, thank you for joining me. It's been a challenging summer, I must say. A lot has happened, and it's been so fast and fury coming at you. But at the same time, so many lessons learned, and I hope they are learned by me. I know that I can overcome anything life throws at me. It's not going to be easy, but it's not going to be that hard either. And it's all a choice. Thank you, my friends. Thank you. You can always make a choice, remember? It's been fun. Until next week. Namaste. Bye-bye.